Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is going on in the heavens above for the weekend. It's Friday, thankfully, and we get to start 2 more days of relaxation. I love that. 2 days, not 2 days more, 2 days of relaxation, actually. For me, it's about sleeping in, and it's about not having to have a schedule and, be someplace at every minute of the day, or have that pressure to get work done. For me, it's family time. It's football. Go Hawks. Today's Friday. It's Blue Friday for us. So the weekend has a lot of potential, and this is a great weekend. The moon is transiting through Gemini, conversation, and on late Saturday into Sunday, Cancer, family. So it's a great weekend as far as I'm concerned, no matter what else is going on. End of story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. So welcome and good morning to everybody that's just joining us. Debbie Hedden, good morning, Mimi, good morning, Rebecca. And it's great to see you here and everybody else who joins in. Let's take a look at what we can expect for today. Then we'll take tomorrow and then Sunday. And then we might be able, oh shoot, did I bring my cards? I did. Yes. So we'll be able to do a couple of readings perhaps for people. But I have a lot to get to, so let's jump on in. Today is Friday. The moon is in Gemini all day. It is an all talk, all channel, all converse, share information, get ideas kind of day. Be curious, follow your threads, and have a great time with the energy of the day. The moon today, transiting through Gemini, is going to be meeting up in a nice little kind of kiss to Venus and to Mercury, and also then in an opposition to Jupiter later in the day, and the bridge. For the day, the very last energy of the day is a square to Neptune. So there's a little bit of scritchiness going on toward the end of the day, but for the most part, the day is a really good one. So moon in Gemini, conversation, ideas, sharing, etc. And in a trine to Venus and Mercury means that we can speak love, we can speak ideas, we can be mentally challenged and mentally sharing with all of the people that are around us today. It is literally kind of a feel-good day. Now, does that mean there won't be any issues? Well, no, of course not, because we have later in the day some squares going on and an opposition going on. So it might be one of those days where you have to really moderate your energy, making sure you're not going too far, too fast, because Jupiter gets involved. Make sure that you are staying in somewhat balance, right? You're not being too chatty or too overly cerebral, that you forget your heart, because the heart is also engaged here today with that trine to Venus. So heart and mind in alignment, maybe with your mouth and with the actions that you take out there in the world. So, there are more people checking in with us this morning. Rebecca, good morning. And Asa and Ann Stevens, good to see you. Allison, good morning. Lynn, good morning. I'm glad everybody had the time to join me this morning here. So, today also, human design wise, we're winding up the week with the sun at gate 6 and with the earth at gate 36. So I think yesterday somehow we touched a nerve out there with people reading the story here about Gate 6 and this idea of diplomacy and how do we create that in our world. As I heard from several people through the course of the day about how profound that was for them and how they felt it really was impactful to hear that. So today we're going to take a look at the Gate 36, which is where the Earth is in all of this. And find out more about turbulence in that gate and what does that mean for all of us. But remember, yesterday we were talking about Mercury and Venus entering into the signs or entering into the gates of the spleen, and the spleen being the center for time, intuition, health, but also doubling down as gates of fear, where we can become paralyzed in action and moving forward. And I told you back on, I think it was Wednesday, that from the 17th of September all the way through November 5th, we were going to be dealing with this kind of fear being triggered in us. And it would take on different faces. Well, today, Mercury moves into a different gate, moves out of that gate of perfection, and then begins to dog us on the subject of inadequacy. So the gate 48, let me show you what that looks like in a human design chart. Here we go. Human design chart, the gate 48 on the spleen. Here's the spleen center. Note now that the gate 48 and there's something at the gate 16. I think it happens to be the moon. Yep, the moon. So for the day, we have connection here, or for the next few hours anyway, with the spleen connected to the throat. And this is projector type of energy, right? Projectors have no sacral and there's no motor to the throat, making it a manifestor. So this is a projector chart. And as we see here, this is the gate 48. It is part of the logical circuit in the human design. And literally the gate itself, the gate 48, is called the gate of depth. And in this gate, what we find is that we have everything we need in the matrix of within us, that there isn't anything that we think that we might need to do what we do out in the world that we don't already have within us. And it's a really interesting gate because often in the I Ching, it's called the well. It is reminiscent of that deep dive. If we really look deep within each of ourselves, we would see that we are whole and complete and that all of the rest is just story, right? The story that we tell ourselves, the story that the outer world tries to tell us about us, etc. But going within, you find the weather is fine and you have everything you need. All you need to do is take action, step out there, and the universe will prove it to you that you have everything you need. The fear here, though, is that you do not have everything you need, that you are not whole, you are not complete, and that you need something more in order to go out and do what you do. So, for example, the gate of inadequacy says to you, well, or if you're in the energy of the inadequacy, which would be the shadow energy, it says, well, if I read one more book, or I do one more class, or I get one more certification, one more set of letters after my name, dot, 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 then I'll be ready to go out and do fill in the blank, whatever it is that you want to do, wherever it is your heart is, whatever it is that you wanted to participate in the world is being held up at times with this gate by what it is you believe you need in order to do that. So it's a constant thing, right? You get that one more letter after your name, or you get that one more certification that you could put up on your wall. But then does that mean that now I can go out and do what I do? Now, there's a difference between needing a certification in order to be something. For example, I wouldn't want a doctor who hadn't really gone through any kind of training and has the certificates or the diplomas to show that to me, right? You can't really just go out and decide you're going to be a Reiki master without really having studied Reiki. So it's not that we don't need or want or have a desire for more information. It's when we use that as a reason not to move forward. So, for example, you go through all of your Reiki attunements and you've gotten all the levels done. You are done. But you still don't launch yourself out there because maybe you just need more practice. I've done this, right? I, for a very long time, would not go out and do astrology readings. I wouldn't charge people. I would take a donation for a reading because I just felt like I don't know enough yet. I'm not good enough yet. I don't have the street cred to be able to do offer what I do to people in return for money. And so for a long time, it held me back. It held me back. And then I would get upset because I wasn't making money and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. So here we have Mercury now sitting here first. Venus will move here over the weekend, Sunday, I believe it is. And so what we really have to do is to work through what it is our mind is telling us. What do you hear yourself saying about your relative readiness to go out and do what you do? What's stopping you? And if you can trace that back to a fear of not having enough knowledge, not being good enough, not having enough certifications, not having enough knowledge or enough people that you've practiced on, then you are falling trapped to this paralysis point on the spleen. Now, right now it's just transiting, right? This is the planet Mercury transiting here. And then Venus will transit here, and ultimately the sun will come here next month. And it gives us a long-term ability to really look at this, tap into this, and see where it is. It's stopping us. Because if this, it's such a shame here, because it when this channel right now is meeting up with the throat center. So if you can get beyond the fear, if you can get beyond the I'm inadequates, then you actually have the ability to engage this topic, whatever it is that you're good at, with enthusiasm, and to get it right out there to the world, right? Because it's connected. Look at, it's connected right directly to the throat. But it also means that the fear could be directly related to the throat, and you stop yourself from moving forward in an even more powerful way. So be looking at this. What's in your head about who you are, what you can do, and what you're capable of? So, Colleen, good morning. And Allison says, happy Friday. It's a great day, isn't it? It's Friday. Okay, so that's Mercury at that particular gate. Today's Pleiadian Earth energy is 11 planting. Planting was Con in the Mayan calendar. Con was a seed. It was represented by potential, right? All the potential that lies in a seed. So the seed, planting the seed, then triggers its expression of its potential, right? Does that make sense, right? You plant the seed, then its potential expresses. Otherwise, it just sits here as a seed and all the potential lies locked up within the seed. So today's energy is about taking the plunge, planting the seed, getting prepared, being lucky. This is a sign that's lucky in the Pleiadian Earth energy. Planting energy is lucky. It's energetic. It has a tendency sometimes to act immaturely, but acting immaturely is better than not acting at all. And the number 11, the universal energy of the day, is 11, which is about illuminating. So we're planting the seeds of light, whatever that might be in your life, or whatever that means for you. Maybe it's about taking your time with a child in your life, or somebody in your workplace that needs love and support. So planting the seeds of kindness and compassion. So today is a really good day from the Pleiadian Earth energy standpoint. The only real like triggers today might be that opposition of the moon to Jupiter, which sometimes causes us to overdo things. Well, maybe today it's about overthinking. Today it might be about over talking. Today it might be reading too much, right? And not conversing, maybe pulling too far in when you need to be out, or going all out when you need to come back. So just watch for being overly anything today. And then the moon in Gemini squaring Neptune, I would say that today, tonight, maybe even dreams, intuitive hits, ahas, those kinds of things, distinctly possible, but also not chattering so much and being so mind busy, monkey mindish, that you don't hear what your intuition is trying to tell you. That would be one of those things that we want to watch out for this weekend, or today in particular. But other than that, oh, by the way, that means then maybe you want to have your journal by your bed, so that if you wake up and you've gotten some, you know, information through your dreams, or some symbols that show up in your dreams, that you can take action or write it down so that you can remember what's going on. Maybe sleep with that glass of water next to you tonight, so that you have access to the memory of your dreams. All right, so that's it for Friday. And before I move on to Saturday, I just want to let you guys know that yesterday on my website, I uploaded two tools that I think are spectacular for you. One is, I finally took the cheat sheet that I use. This is about the 64 gene keys. Richard Redd calls it the spectrum of consciousness, right? And it's arranged where you have the gene key going down the side, and then it gives you the Siddhi, the gift, and the shadow, so that when I'm talking about gate 48, you can go, oh, yes, in the shadow, that's inadequacy. In the gift, it is resourcefulness. And in its highest expression, it's wisdom. Love it, right? So there's that one. Then I also have, and this is a tool that goes way back, I put up lists. I have these all printed out as well for myself. This tells you what the gate is in human design, gives you the repressed and the rebellious expression of it. This was a la Karen Curry, and she put this out years ago, and it's free for us to use. So I just never thought about putting it on my website. Amazing. Aha, yesterday. Oh, why don't I just put that out there for you? So it is under the resources page on my website. Yesterday I put a post up with the link so you can follow it directly, and they are both PDFs, and all you have to do is click download, you know, the little download symbol, or you can print them. But I have them printed and I put them in sheet protectors because I use them all the time. I double-sided these, right? So in their sheet protector, I can just turn them around. Lovely, lovely. So utilize those tools, right? So when we're talking in the morning about gene keys, or we're talking about human design, you have that tool at your little fingertips and you'll know what it is that I'm talking about. So there you go, Asa, and you're most welcome, all of you. Good morning, Natasha, good to see you. Also, I got about maybe a third of the way through a little primer that I'm making up for you guys about the moon in the various signs. I don't know if I'll finish that up today because I've got a number of things going on today, but surely over the weekend or maybe early next week, I'll have that done and I will post that up for you as well. So in the morning, when I say the moon is in Gemini, you can go, oh, that's what that means. And if you pair that with your own natal chart and you'll know where your own moon is, then you have a little bit of a package of information that you can use to understand more about yourself and about your astrology and about what the transiting planets mean for you. Ooh, and I just had a brilliant idea. I might pair that, each one of those, how could I do that? I might pair that with, say, a journal page so you can chart as well what your experiences are when the moon is in Gemini, or when the moon is in Taurus, or what's next, Cancer, and you know what happens in your own personal life, so that you're aware, okay, when the moon is in Cancer, I'm overly sleepy, I'm overly slow or sluggish, or I'm easily hurt. And so I know that maybe I don't plan to be in a position of having to defend myself in a meeting of sorts on a day when the moon is in Cancer. So you can see that you can start making connections about how to apply this stuff to your own life. So look for that to be coming up here shortly as well. And I love my new website because it allows me the flexibility to be able to put this stuff in there easily without too much worry that it's going to crash or burn or not be found. It's nice to have a new website. Okay, so what else is happening this weekend? Saturday comes along. The moon is still in Gemini, but it is waxing or waning. It is pushing its way through. It is almost done with its transit of Gemini. In fact, it turns void at 7:41 p.m. my time, West Coast time. That will be 10:41 p.m. East Coast time. So literally, you guys have the whole of the day tomorrow with it in Gemini. And then at 9:50 p.m. West Coast time, what would that be, midnight 50 for you all on the East Coast, the moon will have transited into the sign of Cancer. And that fundamentally shifts the energy as you begin Sunday morning for you all on the East Coast and as you go to bed on the West Coast. And the energy of the moon in Cancer then is much more protective, security oriented, but it is also very family oriented energy. It loves the idea of tradition and holding itself to family ideals and things like that. So the only problem is, remember, the sign of Cancer is opposing Capricorn, where Pluto, the South Node, and Saturn are very close together, have been creating that remodeling effect where we have to destroy and destruct in order to rebuild and regenerate. So we have some energy coming on Sunday, the bridge between Saturday and Sunday, about that regeneration energy. In fact, on Saturday, the moon is going to square Mars, and that can be a little bit confrontational, irritating, impatient. So Gemini energy, the moon will still be in Gemini at this point. Gemini squaring the energy of Mars in Virgo. And that's the two mind things, right? One about perfection and the other one about chatter, right? Thinking fast and doing things fast. So Saturday, watch out for being impulsive. Watch out for doing things just to relieve the stress or pressure or your impatience, because it may turn out not the way that you had hoped it would turn out. The sun is also in this one, and the moon in Gemini is squaring the sun, albeit later into the day. And the sun, obviously, this weekend preparing to complete its journey through not only the sign of Virgo, but through summertime and that part of the year of, the full blooming of everything. It enters into on Monday, very early in the morning, like just after midnight, we hit the autumn equinox, spring equinox, if you're down under, and then we begin a new season. And it's a really powerful new beginning that we'll experience. And I'll tell you why here in just a few minutes. Saturday is also the day where we have the third connection between the planet Neptune and the planet Jupiter. Remember, there was a connection between them. It's a square, a challenge between Jupiter and Neptune in January. We also had it again in June. And this is the third of the contacts between these two planets in a square. And so literally what we've been learning about throughout this year so far has been about knowing our own mind, not being disillusioned or, being kind of at somebody else, at the end of somebody else's, the butt of someone's joke, for example, or being too gullible, not being discerning, letting people lead us down the wrong paths. This was also about clearing out toxins from your environment, from your body, from your mind. And so we've had this real opportunity to move forward and with optimism and growth as it relates to our spiritual nature, to our intuition, and to all of the more negative things as well that Neptune brings us, the confusion and the doubt, etc. So Jupiter, Neptune, the third of three, hopefully you've learned this lesson by now and you're really truly listening to your own voice, being your own best friend, being your own advocate, and knowing that you hold wisdom, that you don't need to look outside of you for that wisdom. And this also takes in issues around faith, spirituality, surrendering to a higher power, and deep listening to what it is that your inner voice wants and being in alignment with that. So that's the third of three of these. Hopefully we've learned those lessons by now. It would be so awesome. We're going to need that when we move into 2020. That and the Saturn sextile Neptune that was also encouraging us to build a spiritual practice and to really lean into the inner voice in the midst of the turmoil, turbulence, crisis, discord, and dissatisfaction of the outer world. So crazy outer world, smooth sailing within. And that's what we've been learning with those kinds of transits happening. Tomorrow is also in Pleiadian Earth energy, 12 moving, which was Chichun in the Mayan calendar, which was snake, the snake that sheds its skin. So this is about exploring new places, new ideas, letting go of the old, right? Educating yourself, knowing who you really are, shedding the old and preparing for the new. We want to avoid confrontation, avoid blaming other people for your situations or for the conditions that you find yourself in, avoid competition. The 12 energy, the universal energy of the day is understanding energy. I really love understanding energy. It's where we can take in all points of view. We don't have to believe the same way that everybody does, but we can understand where they might be coming from. And we can, you know, elevate ourselves to incorporate new information and be moving with that information, exploring new topics. You hear about something new and maybe take a look at what does it mean and why does that happen? And well, you know, you've got the idea. We still have information seeking potential going on here. All right. That is on Saturday. Let me take a look and see if anybody has questions. Rebecca, I would love for you to have a course on synthesizing all these archetypes and energies. Yes, that would be great. Linda, good morning to you too. Rebecca, that's a great idea. Someday soon, maybe. Synthesizing. That's the more difficult part of doing readings and of, you know, it's one thing to have the superficial information about what all these things mean, but then you have to apply intuition to how they work, right? Because it doesn't always work just like, you know, it says in the books, right? The moon in Gemini isn't always exactly what you think it's going to be. There is always going to be your intuition that says, I think that it's going to apply in this direction. So synthesizing all of these things require our ability to be intuitive, but to also have the knowledge. So knowledge and intuition in application. And also, I mean, I think you guys have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again, that there are, in human design is probably the best place where we see this, where there are three ways of knowing. We have logic, which is the one that we seem to have been teaching everyone preferentially to use, which is literally just the recognition of patterns and having how patterns repeat themselves, and then being able to predict what happens next based on the pattern, right? So logic, that's one way of knowing. The second way of knowing is intuition. And our intuition is, it's unknowable, really. It just happens in the moment. It's almost instinctual. And then the third way is pure knowingness. I don't know why I know what I know, but I just know. So we have to be able to utilize all three of those skills in applying them to a reading or to the energy of the day or to looking at your chart or into knowing yourself. Because I could pick up any book and read what Venus square Mars means, but for and there's that would be a great template, a great starting place. And then we might know what that means when it's in Pisces and Gemini and squaring, but how does that apply to you, right? Because it's different. It's in a different house in your chart. It's synced up with other planets that are engaged in that perhaps in a different way. So there's a big wider view we have to look at, and then we can dial in the telescope and come in closer and closer to a microscope and see it, but we can't just do it with plain logic. We have to be able to say, I just have a feeling that this is the way that applies to you in your life. So yes, it would be a huge undertaking, Rebecca. I think it would be worthy. Certainly that's what I'm attempting to do in my dimensional astrology certification program, where there I have four women moving through that program right now, and we're just in the details part, right? We haven't even attempted yet to get to that synthesizing part. And I'm in anticipation of that. So at some point, maybe I can offer that out to the wider world. That's certainly my intention. Linda says, just woke up. I'm late. I will listen later. You're fine, Linda. We're just now going into Sunday's energy. Sunday morning when we wake up, the moon will have gotten into the sign of Cancer. It will be in a sextile to Uranus. Yay. That means they're sharing their gifts and their talents together. That is a good connection, right? So squaring Venus, that one may not be so good. We may have things, maybe we're feeling a little insecure in a relationship on Sunday, but it is also the energy that begins to affect those planets, Saturn, South Node, and Pluto across the zodiac in Capricorn. So on Sunday, literally, we only get to the opposition with Saturn. So the moon in Cancer and Saturn in Capricorn, that opposition may take us into an emotional funk, perhaps, or where we feel low energy. And thankfully, it's on Sunday. Just get your blankie and cuddle up and watch a good movie, watch the football games, do whatever it is that soothes your soul. If you begin to have that feeling of things not going your way or that you've been hurt in some way, because it's emotional energy and it's not personal. It's not meant to be personal, but it's meant for you to really absorb and understand, how do I apply emotional energy in my life? And how have I been applying it in my life? And to understand, here's something else that We see this pretty clearly in human design, but in astrology, it's not quite as clear. But these transits of the moon in Cancer opposing Saturn or other planets that oppose Saturn or square Saturn, there's also a Mercury square Saturn on Sunday, aren't meant to make you feel bad. That may be a result of that transit. But in human design, it is that lull that we get, that low wave of the energy in emotions that creates the incubator or the birthing place of new ideas and creative energy. If we were always all out on the happy, happy, joy, joy, we'd never take the time to integrate the things that we've learned and to make the new connections that need to be made in order for us to express creatively in a new way. So we need those downtimes, even though they may not be preferentially what we want to feel. Out of those times comes really great creative energy, potential, new potential. So I right now am looking at those times when I feel that funky energy, that low energy, and I'm thanking it for being there, for giving me that opportunity to rest, sit back, and you know, do something else in the short term until I get what that creative energy is going to bring for me, because it always births something new, right? It's like that creative, the star generating part of the universe, right? There's there's out there in the universe, there are places where stars are made, right? The incubator of stars. Well, also within us are the incubating ideas and the ways in which we're going to show up in the world in a new way. And it's often during those low times, right? We're at the lower end of our emotional wave, where we can become more inner focused and where we can become less likely to be all out there running around and behaving, you know, in an outward way. Instead, we move inward and then we have new ideas and we can apply them in new ways. Okay, Christine, good morning. And Allison, have a great weekend, everyone. She must need to get running. Take care, Allison. And so Mercury now squaring Saturn on Sunday. What does that mean? Mercury is our mind and Mercury is our communication. And against Saturn, maybe we have to rethink something. We have to reevaluate something. Maybe it's about rethinking our thinking. Remember, was it last week or the week before we had stinking thinking that we were dealing with? So maybe we have this opportunity in the quiet space to really analyze what's going on in our minds. What's our mind been on? Are we thinking about good things about ourselves, or are we telling ourselves how awful we are, how uneducated we are, how, you know, unprepared to do whatever it is we want to do we are, etc.? This is a time for us to let go of those thoughts, to retell the story, retool the story, right? Reframe it, and then move forward with the new story, right? That's the big part of this. We can maybe take time to let our minds rest on Sunday, rest and relax from the crazy, crazy mind chatter. And it's actually a great time because while the moon's in Gemini yesterday, today, and for most of Saturday, we've got very busy minds, right? We're thinking, we're making connections, we're curious, we're following new thoughts, we're communicating a lot. So maybe Sunday is just that day to relax from all of that mind issue going on for 3 days or 2.5 days, but still. So it's not an emotional funk. You're not depressed. You're just feeling quieter and quieter. Now, in the Pleiadian Earth energy on Sunday, it is 13 transcending. Two interesting energies that go together. 13 is a universal number of completion, endings, right? The 13 is our preparation for ascension, moving to the next level. It's that we've come to the end of that spiral level and we're about ready to embark upon the next level of whatever it is, thinking or expressing, etc. in our lives, whatever it is. The transcending, which is the earth energy, in Mayan calendar was Kimi, I'm not sure how to say that, C-I-M-I, and it was the energy of the death mask or the vulture. It was the energy of transcending, meaning letting go and moving on. And that might be a little death of sorts. I think sometimes the symbol was the skull, other times it was the vulture, but it's about letting go of whatever was old and moving forward. I find that to be so fascinating, considering just after midnight, we move into a new season and a new Pleiadian round of energy, right? A new week in the Pleiadian astrology system. We'll have Monday morning, we'll wake up, we'll be in the autumn equinox or the spring equinox, and we'll have the energy of one new beginnings on that Monday. So Sunday's really about closing out a cycle. And closing out a cycle, I think, is perfect when you have the moon in Cancer and you have Saturn energy involved. It allows us to go inward and see where it is that what we've learned, what we still might need to learn without beating yourself up, and to be able to formulate maybe a new plan to see where you need to go next. So I almost welcome Sunday's energy, even though it may not feel as good as Saturday's energy does this week. This weekend, I mean. Okay, any questions? Anything going on out there that people want to talk about? If yes, type them in there for me so I can answer those questions in the short term. Let's pull a card or a series of cards for, what's that? That's my Gene Keys thing. For people. So you can start telling me what it is if you want a card reading, and I'll take my list, and in the short term, I'm going to read you the wisdom story and the gift from the Gate 36 in Human Design, the Gene Key 36, and it is in the gift Humanity. And look at that. Isn't that a beautiful series of markings in his face? Look at that heart that appears. Is that on fire? It's like hands holding a heart. I love it. Look at all the hands up there in the head. Nice. Okay, so let's look at this one. So in the gift, we have humanity. In the shadow, this is the gate of turbulence. And in the city, the highest expression is compassion. It says, the deepest role of the 36th gift is to help humans to become human by respecting others and by embracing your own suffering, whatever it looks like. And the wisdom story says, the world expected my father to be a bad seed, so he became one. He cheated on my mother, had a bad temper, and created chaos wherever he went. Like many of the men in our neighborhood, he was reckless, always pushing the limit, getting into trouble, and attracting crisis after crisis. In Human Design, sometimes we call the Gate 36 the Gate of Crisis. He didn't mean to hurt us, which is probably why he hid so much from us and why he begged for forgiveness when my mother and grandmother finally kicked him out. My mother and grandmother were strong women who did their best to raise and protect me. Their task wasn't easy, given our turbulent neighborhood where the police frightened us as much as the gangs. I witnessed more tragedies than a young boy ever should. I also watched the news and saw how men like my father were perceived. I promised myself I'd never be like him or cause the pain he caused. As a teen, if I felt anger or lust, I'd go with my grandmother to church and pray for my sins to be taken away. But over time, the stress got to me and my nervousness gave me tics. Though inside I was sensitive and caring, I avoided eye contact with people and appeared shifty. I was hard to reach and had few friends, although there was one girl in my church who I secretly fancied. Too shy to approach her, I followed her home one day, hid in the bushes, and peeked in her window. She saw someone in the bushes and called the police. Imagine the shame I felt when my poor mother and grandmother had to come to the jail and bail me out. The charges were dropped as soon as the girl discovered who it was, but I was still required to meet with a social worker. Something in his eyes reassured me he'd been there. He knew suffering deep in his bones. He didn't just see the terror, the shame, or the nervousness in me. He saw the good seed. It was a strange and amazing experience to have a man encourage me to talk about my feelings. I knew instantly that I'd one day come to look or do exactly what he did. I'd see the good seed in everyone I met. I'd look straight into their eyes and let them know with my whole heart that they were okay exactly how they were, no matter what they felt, what they looked like, or where they came from. My gift to you. I came to celebrate your humanity. to remind you of your innate goodness and to reassure you that there is no feeling in you that is inherently wrong or bad. No matter what you've done or experienced in life, you are innocent at your core. What matters now is not what you feel, but what you do with your feelings. I ask you, please don't reject your feelings or react to them. Simply acknowledge and embrace any emotional turbulence within you. Compassion, nervousness is only a sign that you have some feeling that needs to be seen and embraced. Do not run from your pain, for along with your pain comes a great deal of pleasure. And by the way, I neglected to mention, this is from the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook written by Rosie Aronson, who was on my show a few months back sharing the oracle cards that also go along with this. Here's the card itself, right? And the wisdom that she has in this book is just fantastic. Here are the questions for contemplation, which I will post later on here for you today. One, where are you avoiding turbulence or change in your life? We don't do that ever, do we? Do you ever find it hard to relax, to let people in, or to fully welcome your sexuality? Do you tend to attract emotional crises? What feelings do you judge the most as being bad or shameful? Who are the people in your life who have been able to see your humanity, even when you couldn't see it in yourself? Keep a list of these people in your journal. If you don't have anyone in your life right now who can do this, it may be time to seek out some support. Fantabulous, right? This is the Earth energy this week. And it's a pretty powerful one, I would say. So there we have that. Okay, let's see. Angela, good morning. And Colleen, first person up with card, please. And then Debbie Hedden, Debbie H. And Mimi says, love you all. Gotta run. Hugs all around. Good day to you, Mimi. Good weekend to you. Rebecca would like a card. Hello, Penn. What are you doing? And Anne Stevens. Nice, Anne. I'm writing this down so that I know what order to do this in, because Debbie wants a WOTO. You guys can also tell me if you prefer an animal card pulled or a Wisdom of the Oracle or WOTO. Both decks are by Colette Baron Reed, and they're wonderful. I highly recommend them. Angela would love a card, and she also would like WOTO or my choice. WOTO sounds good. Colleen says any deck, any, and that's awesome. Anybody else after there? Okay, so let's do some cards. Shouldn't turn that around. Okay. Colleen, I'm pulling WOTO for you. It's the first deck up, and I like this deck. Oh, hey, look at that. A card jumped out. Here it is. Clean it up, upside down, in protection. And let's look at it right side up. It is the card number 21, which is a 3. Here we have a deer with a feather duster in her mouth. It sounds like it's time to do some house cleaning or some feng shui. Let's see what this card is for you, Colleen. 21. I guess I need to go further back. Okay, so the card itself, clean it up, has the essential meaning of getting to the core of a situation, freedom from a burden, cleaning house, sweeping away what is no longer needed. And in protection, it says, is it possible you may be focusing too much on other people right now, trying too hard to be helpful? Does taking on what belongs to others make you feel needed or desired? Perhaps you think it's your calling to relieve people of their burdens, but what is the cost to you and to them? Don't clean up someone else's side of the street. You're not helping by freeing him or her of responsibility. You're also not doing yourself any favors, and you just might be adding an even greater strain. You are loved as you are. You don't need to be needed to be loved. Wow, that's a pretty powerful card, Colleen. I hope that has some meaning for you. Because that's just amazing. Rebecca would like WOTO. Linda Oh, Anne says my choice. I love it. And Linda, look at this. My pen just totally fell apart. I don't know what that's all about. So we'll just put it off to the side, or I'm going to end up wearing ink. Okay, so there you go, Colleen. That one is for you. And the next one is for Debbie H., and she wanted a Wisdom of the Oracle. So let's do that. Linda, my first thought for you is letting go of that office. Ooh, here you go. This is for you, Debbie H., a change in the wind. Card number 12, which is a three. It's sort of the mirror image of the card that was just drawn for Colleen, right? That the 21 and the 12, a change in the wind. So card 12, let's go back to that one. And it was right side up. And let's see, it says its essential meaning is this: a sense that unseen change has been initiated, preparation for a storm, awareness that your plans are not on firm ground, feeling a shift, uncertainty about which direction the winds will blow. And the oracle's message says it's human nature to yearn for certainty and resist change, to want the world to remain consistent like a zebra's stripes. Yet nothing in human experience is black and white, nor will anything remain static. The one thing guaranteed is change. Now is a time of transformation as outer conditions are temporarily moving out of sync with your desires and expectations. Stay the course and remember that even storms serve to clear the air, scatter seeds, and nourish the soil for better things ahead. Life is about to get interesting. Anticipate with curiosity as you wonder what is coming in on the shifting winds. The unknown is where the magic lies. Awesome. And Debbie, because you are a reflector in your human design, that means that other people will be looking to you for a source of calm and comfort and direction during the upcoming changes that are happening in your world. So, not to put pressure on you, that's not my intention, but reflectors always reflect to the world around them the health of the, in this case, changes that are happening. So, okay, now, Christine, I'm going to put your name down too. I think we'll have time for that. And next then is going to be Rebecca. Okay, Rebecca, this one will be for you. Using the wisdom of the oracle for her. And truth be told, I get two cards for you, sweetie. Two, they were stuck together. One is truth be told, and that is this one with the owl over here. Let's do it one at a time. 14, truth be told. Lovely card. And the other one came out with protection, and that one is higher power and card number four. So four and 14, higher power. This one's very light colored. It's very etheric looking, right? Higher power. Okay, but in reverse, so let's do it that way. So card 14 is about truth be told. So, Rebecca, it says the essential meanings of this card are honesty, accepting things at face value, coming out of denial, willingness to be transparent, and clarity of communication. And the message says there is the truth, which is the essence of a thing, and then there is a truth, subjective according to the philosophy of the adherent or believer. This is not a time for debate about which truth is truer. This is a time when you are called to proclaim your truth out loud and be willing to be transparent, honest, and open in your communication with others and with yourself. Nothing less than surrender to what is, peeling off the layers of denial that kept you tied to an illusion, will set you free. Be authentic and gloriously flawed, and spirit will answer with miracles. That is a great message. And then higher power in protection. The higher power card means conscious contact with a higher power, the presence of the divine, seeing source energy in all things, and committing to a partnership with spirit. In protection, it says, now is the time to examine what you are giving energy and attention to in the back of your mind. If you're obsessing about being right, about old resentments or failed expectations, about money or about any other people, places, or things, these will be the source from which you create. But you want spirit to be your source. So take heart, for your higher power will never desert you and is always awaiting you to remember the sacred partnership you share. Turn away from other sources of power that don't serve your highest good. There is no source greater than spirit. You can always surrender your troubles and trust that they will be taken care of. You are in good hands. I hope that's meaningful for you, because those two are wow cards for you, Rebecca. And Anne Stevens, I believe this will be the first card reading I've done for you, Anne. Debbie says she's feeling it. Linda, I will pick a card for you. And I'm going to ask the group to surround Linda with love, with healing energy and light. She's struggling, it sounds like, with a few things in her life. And when I pull a card for you, Linda, I will definitely do that for your ultrasound on Sunday. She's got a birthday coming up. She's going to be 75 years young. Nice. All right. So, Anne, this card is coming up for you. And all that glitters. And it's in protection. So look at this card. This is card number 16, which is a 7, very spiritual number. And it says, all that glitters. And we've got piles of gold here. And we have, the neighbor's cat just came in. All I saw was this black shadow walk past me. Hello, dude. All that glitters. And it was in protection. So upside down. Let's take a look at what that means. Card 16, which is a 7. Okay, so the meaning of the card, All That Glitters, Anne, is this: a need to see beyond the superficial, the desire to don a mask or dress something up to disguise its true nature, trying to be something you're not, chasing after every sparkly new thing, being mercurial. So in protection, it says, this is a signal to walk away from what you're contemplating. There is a thin veneer of glitter and sparkle that masks something rotten underneath. Pursuing it will only bring about a difficult situation you will be sorry you got yourself into. Stay away. Isn't it wonderful how spirit protects you? Better things await. All right, Anne, I don't know what that means for you, but guess what? I'm going to pull an animal card because I think you need a guardian on your way with this one. An animal that can give you some access to some wisdom while you contemplate what this might mean for you. What is it you need to walk away from? What's rotten? Oh, yes. And two animal cards come up. One, I love this one. This is otter, otter spirit. I live in the Pacific Northwest. I can often see otter out in the bay over here. One day, driving up the hill toward an apple orchard, I saw two otters crossing the street. Not a good plan, but they were moving across the street to the other side of a canal of, what are you doing? You just think you can jump up on my desk and be a part of the show? Oh, that's too funny. So if dude shows up here in the video, you'll know why. Otter spirit. And then the other one that came out was upside down, but it was cow spirit. And I want you to look at her. She is absolutely beautiful. Doesn't she just resemble like Mother Nature and everything good about this time of the year? Cow Spirit says, the miracles are endless. It was in protection though. So you've got two sort of symbolic animals here. Otter Spirit, which is a 42, is a 6. And also cow is a 6. So something about balance in your life. So let's, from a numerological standpoint, and being home and family, maybe balancing family and your own needs, that kind of thing. Oops, wrong book. That will not give me what I want. Here we go. So let's read Otter first, since it was the first card that I pulled. And Otter says, I guess dude got tired of us. He jumped off the table and out the door. I forgot I left the door open because my cat was outside and he came in. Otter says, you are never alone. Like true friends, otters nurture each other and express their affection through touch. Actions such as holding hands and giving hugs offer reassurance that we are never really alone and that we are always cherished. Otter Spirit has appeared to remind you to experience and express friendship in a tangible and even tactile way. Communicate with your voice, your facial expressions, your gestures, and your actions, letting your love express itself beyond just the words you speak. Otter Spirit's message is that presence matters. So remember to be fully present with those you care about, helping them sense the love and affection and appreciation you have for them. Now is a time for a joyful celebration of love in your life that expresses a friendship and companionship. Hug someone, touch their arm, or simply look into their eyes with your full attention, saying, "I care, you matter." Make time for friendship. Otter Spirit promises that the moment you reach out, you will remember that you too have many who love and care about you. You are never alone and you are always loved. That's wonderful. And then Cow, that was upside down, is card 15. And let's see what that means. In this deck, upside down also means protection. And the message that it says is Cow Spirit asks you to pay attention to how you nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Because right now you are wobbling around like a newborn calf on its unsteady legs. Perhaps you've been spending too much time distracting yourself on the internet or obsessing over a relationship or choosing to eat food that is not healthy. Whatever it is, you're being nudged to assess how you are looking after your needs. So I get the picture here that perhaps the balance you need, Anne, is between your own needs and the needs of others. That seems to be what this card is saying as well. Whatever it is, you're being nudged to assess how you are looking after your needs. Remember, the universe has a way of reflecting back to you events and conditions that match how you treat yourself. Cow Spirit reminds you that the universe wants to give you the very best, but needs you to do your part to participate and nourish your own well-being. Heed her message and everything will shift in your favor. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. That goes there. That one goes there. So I hope all that made sense for you, Anne. And Angela would like a woto. Let's do a woto. And Colleen says the card was so dead on, she was laughing. I love it. Yeah, Linda, 3/4 of a century. You're right, right? Whoa. So, Angela, I didn't even really have to do much and a card jumped out for you. And I want to say this card has come up several times for people and it's building blocks. It is in protection, card number 28, which is a new beginning because it's a 10, which is also a 1, right? Building blocks. It has a very Saturn feel to it. And let's see what that means for you. Angela. Okay, 28. The basic meaning of the card is strong foundations, a beautiful work in progress. And in protection, it says, now is the time to address the cracks in the foundations of your life. Perhaps your values have changed and it's time to strengthen your convictions and to let go of the things that no longer serve the vision you have for your life. Or perhaps you chose to ignore the signs that a situation or agreement you have entered into is not right for you. Remove the rotten pieces and reinforce your core moral strength and integrity. Now is the time for rigorous honesty, for you are called to renovate and upgrade your consciousness. You will be so happy when you do. Spirit has a spectacular blueprint for your life, far beyond your imagination. Don't be afraid to replace what's not solid. Good. That's hopefully validation for you on something that's been going on in your world. And Christine, did you tell me what card you wanted? If not, I'm just going to choose love a card, any. There we go. I'm going to choose an animal card for you, Christine. No. There we go. I hit the mouse when I was pulling the cards. And indeed, let's see what animal is going to be your totem here in this reading. Ooh, this one wants to be really mixed up. Oh, I don't think we've ever had this card. The dog spirit. Dog spirit says, be loyal to what you love. It is card number 19, which is a 10, which is a one, a new beginning, but also an ending sort of implied in that new beginning for you. But look at that dog. Don't you just want to kiss him and hug him or her? Must be her. She's wearing flowers in her hair. Dog spirit card number 19 makes me miss my dog. Gosh, the anniversary of her death is this week. Okay, dog spirit says, be loyal to what you love. Dog spirit appears to remind you that although change is a part of life and all of us are meant to evolve, our love and commitments remain strong. You are loved now and can trust that this higher love is true. Spirit loves you and love has arrived in many forms now, manifesting in the people you surround yourself with, expressed uniquely through them. Dog spirit also says, be true to that which you love, for now is a time of good fortune. Be steady as you recognize that people and things are always transforming. Your heart is loving and true, and dog spirit wants you to know that your steadfast commitment to experiencing and expressing love will attract and manifest more love. You deserve all of it. Have faith in spirit's plan for you. Gosh, Christine, that's an awesome card. Linda, I'm going to pull a WOTO for you for wisdom and guidance with your ultrasound and about your health. Come to the edge. Come to the edge in protection. It is card 36, which is a 9. Come to the edge usually suggests that we've got to jump in there and take a risk of some sort. Let's see what it says for you, Linda. 36. And making sure I have the right book. It was also upside down in protection, but the essential meaning says courage, taking a leap of faith, overcoming fear and accepting risk. And it says, fear is leading the way into places you do not need to go. Most of what you fear at the moment is an illusion stemming from an old belief that isn't even true. Now is a time for courage. You will not be lost at sea. You will not watch everyone else get what you want while you are left alone and unloved. Oh, the drama of it all. False evidence appearing real is hovering over you. The more you dwell on fear, the more real it will become. Ask yourself, who in me is afraid? Love that part of yourself. Ask, is this true and real right now? The answer most likely is no. Give yourself a hug. It's okay to be scared. Courage must be summoned. In spite of your fear, even when you're not feeling confident, spirit will always catch you. Gosh, that's a wonderful card. So fear and courage, both a part of who we are. Love that part of you that's fearful and have the courage to move forward anyway, confidently. And Linda, I didn't see what it was that you were experiencing. She's been sick with bladder and a kidney infection. Antibiotics are not working. So your ultrasound is checking on this on Sunday. I'm also going through a lot of emotional pain as the office building has been sold during these same 2 months. I think, you know, Linda, you're a Libra, and Libra, the part of the body that often gets affected by the negative energies that maybe you're picking up is the kidneys and the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys. And likely then this has been at the effect of long-term stress that you've been under for months, really. I mean, literally all this year, it seems like you've been dealing with the mess of, you know, trying to get your due from the divorce and all of that stuff where people are trying to walk all over you, namely your ex and all of that. So every time you've met it, you've overcome it, you've moved through it. So I think right now your kidneys are just stressed. So, you know, maybe I would offer up some, you know, healing or herbal teas, maybe get online and do a search for healing teas. I have one here at my house that was recommended to me when I was going through a stressful time. And it was from, I want to say it's Hannah's Herb Shop. It's an online store, and look for kidney support. So kidney support tea. I don't recall what was in it. I would check and make sure that it doesn't have anything in it that would, you know, counteract antibiotics. But teas are great for you, right? Because they tend to bring in energetically what you need in support for the different parts of your body. And this would help support your kidneys. So maybe I'll text you the website for that after we're done here this morning. But I can't imagine that drinking a tea would have any harm, right, for supporting your kidneys. And for the long-term stress that you've been under, your adrenals have got to be overworked and tired at this point. You need some really good stuff, some relaxation, some really good support around you. And I know this group of people can surround you with that kind of love and energy and support that you need. So there you go. All right, everybody, that is it for me today. Oh my Lord, it's after 9 o'clock. Oh wait, no, I have one more reading to, no, that was Linda. Phew, thought I forgot somebody. I would have hated if I left and forgot someone. So everybody, I see them. They're all sending you lots of love and healing energy. Just love that. Linda, you are loved. You are supported. And our virtual group here surrounds you, gives you courage to face whatever it is you need to face. So good luck on Sunday. And I will text you privately with that website for that tea. All right. Mwah. Much love to everybody. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. See you next fall. That's what we'll be looking at on Monday. We'll talk about the season, what we can expect, and what are the highlights of the week to come. We are running into a new moon now. All right. Take care. Bye.